Thank you for listening to Excellent Health with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. On this show, we'll be speaking with medical experts from YKHC about health-related topics that you can use to keep yourself and your loved ones in excellent health. Uli Haugo, I'm Nikolai Joke from YKHC. Koyana Ila Garluta. So when I was growing up, February was a fun month in school. Not only was it the shortest month, but it was also filled with excitement. We got through the darkest and coldest month of the long winter, and we're experiencing more sunlight with spring only a month away. In elementary school, we made these containers that were designed to hold Valentine's Day cards and candies from our classmates and hopefully our secret admirer. So now that I've been fortunate to reach middle age, my thoughts about this month of hearts has shifted from my actual heart. So in general, so with February being American Heart Month, I'm excited to have a conversation with my guest today. We'll talk about all things heart, what it does, what keeps it healthy, what things to look out for that may signal that it isn't, and about exercise. I'm joined today by YKHC's Chief of Staff, Dr. Ellen Hodges. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Exercise physiologist Simon Cohn with the Diabetes Prevention and Control Team at YKHC. Hi, Simon. And YKHC's Manager of Therapy Services, Eliza Ellsworth. Good to have you all on the show.
Thank you.
I believe you and Dr. Hodges and I covered the same topic last year.
Yeah.
I think it was last year, the year before.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a fun show. Thanks for joining me again. All right. To start, please introduce and take turns introducing yourselves, who you are, where you're from, and how long you've served in your role at YKHC. And we'll start with Dr. Hodges.
Oh, hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Ellen Hodges, and I am the Chief of Staff at YKHC. I've been at YKHC for about 23 years, and I originally came from Minnesota almost 30 years ago to Alaska. So
awesome.
Thanks for having me on the show again, Nikolai. I really enjoy this.
Always a pleasure. And Simon?
Hi, I'm Simon Cohn. I'm an exercise physiologist in the Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. I'm originally from Michigan, where I grew up and went to school. And I moved up to Bethel about 2 years ago to take the job here at YKHC.
That's awesome. And Eliza.
Hi, I'm Eliza Ellsworth, and I would like just to take a minute to say thank you to Nikolai and YKHC for inviting me back for this segment.
Yeah, of course.
As I said earlier, my name is Eliza Ellsworth. Before coming up and making Bethel my home for the past 10-plus years, I came from Oklahoma, but before that spent 30-plus years in Southern California.
Nice.
I've been part
That's quite
of
a change.
It is a big change. Yes. I've been part of the YKHC physical therapy team the entire time I've been in Bethel, starting as a staff therapist and spending the last 3 years as the manager of the now grown department called Therapy mm-hmm. Services, which includes physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and wound care.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It's good to have you back. So let's start laying the groundwork here. So let's start talking about the heart's role in our bodies, Dr.
Yeah.
Hodges.
Okay, so the heart is one of those things, you know, you always say you can't live without it, right? And it beats constantly.
Yeah.
You're not aware of it. You don't have to make your heart beat. It just works away, and it's in your chest like a little old workhorse and pumps all of the blood around in your body, and it takes the blood from your extremities and other parts of your body that doesn't have oxygen, pumps it to your heart so that it gets oxygenated, and then once it's oxygenated, it pumps it all out to the rest of your body so that you can maintain all of your body functions. So, you know, we always talk about different organs being absolutely critical, and they probably are absolutely critical, but obviously without your heart, nothing works right.
Yeah.
So your heart is very important, and it beats so many times a day. You don't even have to think about it. It's one of those autonomic things that right in the background, and you only notice it when it's not working right, when it's beating too fast, beating too slow, skipping a beat. So we only notice it when it's not working right. You always think about it with your kids, right? Like if your kids are doing all the right things, maybe you don't compliment them enough. So maybe we don't compliment our heart enough when everything's going well.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to take a moment right now and thank their heart for pumping
I like that.
Yeah. Because then when it's not working, we're like, oh my gosh. And when it's not working right, people, it's devastating, and it's terrible, and it makes people feel literally afraid and like they're going to die. So, anyway, so that's kind of the role of the body's heart. So it takes the blood from all of our extremities, it adds oxygen to it, and it gets it back out. So it's the big workhorse and keeps us all going every minute of every day.
Thank you for that. And then let's talk briefly about what diabetes is and how it can have a negative impact on the heart and its functions.
Sure. So diabetes is, there's lots of different types of diabetes, mm-hmm. for one. I think we're mostly going to be focusing probably on adult onset diabetes or type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
That's the one that we get as we get older, and it results in sort of like a decreased ability of our body to process sugar. And there is type 1 diabetes, which is often onset in children and young people. And that's where your pancreas just quits making insulin. And that's a slightly different type of diabetes, and treated in a different way. So we're going to talk really kind of about those adult onset diabetes. So diabetes is just sort of like a disarray in your sugar. So you your insulin that you need is sort of the key to unlock your cells to get the sugar in your cells so that everything works well and is not working as well as it should. And so when we eat excess sugar and take in excess sugar, our body doesn't know what to do with it. This has an array of effects on the body. But when it relates to heart health, it can cause premature cardiac disease, meaning it can cause hardening of the arteries in your heart, which can cause heart attacks.
Okay.
And it's sort of like a metabolic disorder that leads to this problem. And treatment of your diabetes successfully reduces this risk, but it never really truly eliminates it. So anyone who has this adult onset type 2 diabetes, we take special care for their heart health. And medications are recommended to help control your risk for heart disease if you have this kind of adult onset diabetes. So it really affects the vessels in your heart. It makes them not as compliant, makes you a little bit more likely to have a heart attack and other types of heart disease that aren't necessarily having a big old heart attack, but problems with your heart nonetheless. So we treat patients who have diabetes as if they already have heart disease, even though they may not have been diagnosed with it yet, just because that risk is so high. And if you can control your diabetes and take really good care of yourself, and I'm sure Simon can account for this with the exercise and diet and all these things, you can absolutely control that risk. But in the back of our mind, every time I see a diabetic, I'm going to be extra worried about their heart.
That's good to know. And Simon, let's talk about your role at Diabetes Prevention and Control. What is it that you and your team do for customers throughout this region?
Absolutely. So I'm the exercise physiologist there in the Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. And so myself specifically, as an exercise physiologist, I'm a healthcare professional who, works with customers to assess, plan, and implement what we would call like an exercise prescription aimed at, improving their health or helping to manage chronic conditions. We also have dietitians and nurses on staff as well, who also work with patients to, help manage their diabetes or, help try and prevent it if they're, maybe pre-diabetic or getting close to that range. And so myself, essentially I meet with customers in the region, either in person or over the phone, and, try and help them become more physically active. Because, the longer I've lived up here, kind of the more I've learned, there are a whole lot of barriers to being physically active, especially, this time of year with the snow and the
cold.
Yeah.
There's not like as much access to, exercise equipment either. And so I try and, work with people, some in the villages, some here in Bethel on, finding ways to overcome their individual barriers and be more physically active.
Awesome.
That is awesome. You guys have a really great team there.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, do I have to be diagnosed with diabetes before I can be seen by you?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And no, you do not have to be diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so a good number of the customers I work with do have diabetes or prediabetes, but I also work with quite a few patients who are not diabetic or even prediabetic. Becoming more physically active is a lifestyle modification that can help prevent diabetes or prediabetes. And so we're definitely all for that. And to schedule appointments, we do typically like to have a referral from a customer's provider. Exercise is, beneficial for managing almost all chronic health conditions. But there are some cases where certain types of exercise may not be beneficial. And so we do like to get clearance for exercise from a provider before getting started, to make sure we're not doing anything that's potentially harmful. And so you can ask your provider when you meet with them to put in a referral for exercise education. And then, that would kind of come to me and I would reach out. Or you can also try contacting the diabetes department to try and make an appointment. without having that referral, but you know, quite often I can, you know, still just reach out to that provider to get the referral before we start doing a whole lot of exercise.
Yeah, you guys have some amazing facilities there. You guys have exercise rooms, you guys have equipment, you also have education rooms, correct? With kitchens, full kitchens.
We do, yeah. It's a really nice setup. We've got, you know, like you mentioned, the exercise room with treadmills, exercise bikes, some resistance equipment, and we've also got the kitchen where, you know, our dietitians kind of meet with patients and go over, you know, more
really
of
cool.
the nutrition.
That sounds like a fun place to work.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, and Eliza, let's talk about what you do in therapy services, and let's start with making it clear that we're not talking about. We're not talking about emotional therapy. We're talking about physical therapy, occupational, speech, and wound therapy.
Sure. Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Nikolai, for making that distinction. Therapy comes in different forms. Therapy services department specifically covers, like I said earlier, physical therapy, which includes wound care therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. How these therapies work with heart health is actually a very wide spectrum. Mm-hmm. But to give you a little gist of it, physical therapists, occupational therapists, all each contribute to heart health in their own specific way through distinct roles. So physical therapists improve cardiovascular endurance, mobility, strength through safe, progressive exercise and education, helping patients tolerate activity and reduce cardiac risk factors. Whereas occupational therapists support health, heart health by teaching energy conservation, stress management, and lifestyle adaptations that make daily activities safer and more sustainable after cardiac events. And then our last one, which is speech-language pathologists, contribute by addressing swallowing safety, breathing coordination, and cognitive communication challenges that can affect nutrition, medication management, and participation in cardiac rehab. Mm-hmm. Together, all the disciplines promote functional recovery, long-term activity, and healthier daily habits that support overall cardiovascular health.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then Dr. Hadja, so the reason I have all three of you in here to talk with me today is because of how important it is to move, to exercise, to keep your blood pumping no matter what the circumstances are, correct?
That is absolutely true. And they always say, you know, exercise is kind of a medication. I think of it as a medication, right?
Like I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it is. It's something, it's a prescription, 30 minutes a day, right? Like it reduces, and I think Simon mentioned this when he was talking, it can improve your health in so many ways. A really good example that's not the topic of this, but is it reduces your risk of dementia. And nobody wants to have memory problems as we age.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
number one thing you can do besides controlling your blood pressure and your diabetes and all that is exercise, and it's 30 minutes a day. And it doesn't have to be running marathons. It doesn't have to be triathlons or these great physical feats of strength, walking for 30 minutes a day, doing yoga for 30 minutes. If you just think of that as your mind, it's a very small amount of your day, a very short, tiny percentage of your day, and it can prevent all these problems as you age. And I think of it as medication. I think of it as just as important or maybe even more important than the medicines that you have to take is exercise.
That's
and
awesome.
The ability to do it safely, which Eliza's team can provide, and the knowledge of how to do it well, which Simon can provide. I mean, it's absolutely essential to our lives and our health.
That's a good segue, because I was about to ask you, Eliza.
Yeah.
So when you're hurt, when you're things aren't going right in your body, that's where you come in, right? You and your team.
That is absolutely correct. The therapy services department provides services that work one-on-one with individuals. So in cases like sprained joints or broken bones that are healing and are chronic progressive conditions like diabetes, our therapists can work with each person to customize plans that can include education, modification of daily tasks, and progressive exercise plans that all lead to living better quality of life. I want to kind of piggyback on what Dr. Hodges said, is that I think several times when I've worked with patients, I've said, doctors give you medicine, our medicine and physical therapy is exercises. Mm. Much how they say take it three times a day, we say do your exercises three times a day.
Yeah.
So we specialize in the movement of the body, and particularly on how it can be taught to do new things it can be taught to be to redo old things and be taught to do different things. And sometimes we, with individuals, they just need to know that they can move. And sometimes that small guidance and that little bit of confidence that we give them allows them to start moving better.
Yeah, so I got to tell a personal story here. Recently, I had my first experience with bad plantar fasciitis.
Ooh.
And I didn't, I thought that things were tearing inside my foot. Mm-hmm. And so I got a physical therapy appointment. And then the education that I got from the physical therapist was, it was life-changing. I was like, in my mind, I had to now have to be cognizant of how much cushion I have in my shoe, and the way that I move, you know, making sure to stretch out. So it wasn't just the physical aspect of it. It was the educational part of it, where I'm learning more about my body and my changing body.
Precisely.
Now that I'm
and
in my 40s.
Welcome to middle age. We have a card that will have you for an application for a card that will have you fill out later, Nikolai.
Yeah. So it's comforting to know that these services are available here in Bethel.
Yes. For sure. The best part of, well, actually, were we going towards village travel? Sorry.
Yeah, of course.
One of the best parts is that we also travel to villages.
Uh-huh.
So it's not only in Bethel that this is accessible. We actually do send physical
That's
therapists
awesome.
Out there. Granted, there was a little bit more flexibility when COVID was happening. We were going to smaller villages, but mainly the therapy services department services, the sub-regional clinics.
Which is five of the regions.
Five of the regions. And then you were asking me about different stories about village stuff. So
yeah.
I found that one of the most impactful takeaways from my village trips is that I get to see different parts of the Delta. That's one thing. You get to travel, you get to see these places, but it also allows me to see the different environments that our customers come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like understanding the terrain where you have boardwalks and like gravel roads, and then you have other types of vehicles that they use, four-wheelers,
yeah.
snow machines, boats, and then understanding their housing situation, multi-generational housings, ones that have piped water, ones that don't have piped water, ones that have just steams, that kind of stuff. So understanding that allows us to understand their culture, and then the therapist can then give them the right, the most excellent and most appropriate guidance for when they go home. It's just not appropriate for any therapist to say, hey, just go to the gym, do these exercises.
Get on your exercise bike. Use the elliptical.
Get on your bike.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, with that being said, when I work with patients, I try and not use a lot of our high-end equipment because they go home and they can't use it.
Yeah.
So another important thing about the village trips are bringing our services closer to customers that don't come to Bethel. So for individuals that are unable to travel to and from their village to Bethel, our field clinics meet them in their village clinic, and even better for those who can't come to and from their house in their village to their clinic, we actually are able to go to their home.
Wow. Okay.
So we obviously they'd request it, right? So we can't just keep going door to door.
So do you need help with that exercise mobility? What
anything
about
I can
do
help
you
need
with?
Help? Let me knock knock. So we're just committed to helping the people in the Delta and educating them, assisting them to move better. Lastly, there really isn't one story.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I think after being here 10 years, right, and then doing village clinics for like 6 years, 7 years, and then doing and like managing and limiting my village trips, I just noticed that the more you go to a certain village, the more the person sees the same provider, or the provider sees the same individual, your care for them is deeper, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like you build relationships, you understand them, you see where you can really fit in and help them because now you know their situation. So generally, like when I go, sometimes if I know there's someone in that village that I generally treat here, I will then say, hey, I'm going to be in your village.
Yeah.
Come see me. So it's nice. You just build that relationship, and then you can then see them more
often. That's excellent care, for sure. All right. So, Simon, it's been fun working with you creating these short exercise videos, and some of which we've already published online on our social media. So let's talk about some of those things.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you partnering with us on those, just to kind of share information about how important it is to keep our body moving so our heart stays healthy. And so basically, you know, we want to avoid being sedentary or sitting for, you know, long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So one strategy that, you know, we kind of talk about is encouraging people to take a short exercise break every hour. And so this could be, you know, something simple like standing up and taking a walk around the room for a minute, or doing something like, you know, 30 seconds of jumping jacks or high knees. And, you know, basically, like Dr. Hodges said, you want to get your heart pumping blood. Mm-hmm. And so if you're unable to get up or have trouble standing, you can also do this while seated, you know, doing something like 30 seconds of a seated march exercise, seated jumping jacks, or even like a seated shoulder raise. That'll have kind of the same effect of just getting your heart working, pumping blood throughout your body.
Yeah, and if you're wondering what these are, you can find them on our social media site, all of those exercises that Simon just mentioned. So we've shared a lot of cool content on social media that was developed by your team, and I've learned a lot of good tips on how to develop healthy habits from them. So let's talk about Wellness Wednesdays. What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wellness Wednesdays is a program for people who either have prediabetes, diabetes, or who are just interested in improving their health. And the program is held in the Wellness Center, which is on the second floor of the hospital, and meets from 5:15 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday, except for holiday weeks. For the program, we enjoy a healthy dinner together and then cover some health-related topics, which, you know, could include physical activity, nutrition, diabetes basics, or more. Usually we go over an educational topic and then do some sort of activity or game related to that topic to reinforce the education.
Do people have to have reservations for this, or if they're in town, let's say for an appointment and they have to stay overnight, can they just show up?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so you can just come and show up the day of, and we're more than happy to see you. So if you're in from
awesome.
The village,
yeah.
we would love to see you on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I enjoy when your team shares photos with us, and it looks like you guys have a genuinely good time with playing bingo and with, there was limbo. At one point, you guys played limbo.
Yeah, we've done a few dance classes to
awesome.
Get people moving.
Yeah,
it's
anything,
a fun time.
Anything moving, you know, I mean, that is, you know. It, motion is lotion for your joints, if you think about.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, you really got to keep moving. And I think people can be discouraged. And I was happy to hear Eliza talk a little bit about modifications for people's lifestyle and their homes. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard if you, especially like it's bitterly cold on the day we're recording this. And it's hard to get out there and do the things that you know need to be done if it's cold and maybe it's icy and it's a little bit dangerous for you to be
sure.
out. But then being able to modify it and enjoying it and just getting out and move 30 minutes a day, my friends, 30 minutes a day. Let's just, and it doesn't have to be all 30 minutes all at once. It can be three 10-minute segments. And mm-hmm. you were talking about at work, like getting up and moving around, and it's the best thing you can do for your health. It's just absolutely the best thing you can do for your health.
Yeah, and speaking of Wednesdays, I know that Qazigirmut, which is the local dance group, meets in the gathering place at the hospital every Wednesday from 7 to 9. I go once in a while, and I dance with you once in a while.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, in all of the Wellness Wednesdays that you've done throughout the last 3 years that it's been going on, is there anything in particular that stands out?
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, my favorite part of doing the program is that I personally always learn something new from, you know, going to the class. Even, you know, the times that I'm leading the class, you know, we have a lot of participants who are very knowledgeable and have a lot of experience in managing a variety of their own different, you know, health conditions. And so I always leave having learned something from, you know, our discussions.
That's cool.
Together. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, it's a wonderful time where people, you know, kind of, you know, work together and share their wisdom and experience.
All right. So, Koyana Chuknuk, all of you for joining me today. And to end this show, I'd like to ask about three takeaways. What are three things that you want our listeners to remember from the show today? Dr. Hodges?
All right. Keep your heart healthy by feeding your body good fuel and everything in moderation. I always say everything in moderation, including moderation. Get moving for 30 minutes a day.
Child?
Yes, everything in moderation, including moderation. Yes. Every now and again, you have to throw moderation out. But, take the medications prescribed by your doctor. I can't emphasize that enough. So if your doctor's recommending medication for your heart health, it's very important that you prioritize taking that medication by any way you can. If you have to have a pill box or a reminder on your phone, whatever it is, and then get moving 30 minutes a day.
Sure.
Thank you, Dr. Hodges and Eliza.
It's important to keep moving, even when you're hurt.
Yeah.
You can work with us in the therapy services department and find ways to stay mobile. I recently had told a story to a patient, had said, there are animals out in the wild that get hurt, and all they do is move, eat, and sleep, right? They don't have people to tell them to do that. They just do it. So moving, motion is lotion. Mm-hmm. Moving is important, very important.
That's awesome. I like that, Eliza. Thank you. And then lastly, Simon.
Yeah, and so come stop by and join us for Wellness Wednesday. Pretty much every Wednesday evening from 5:15 to 7 in the Wellness Center on the second floor of the hospital. We would love to see you.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining me today. And Koyana to everyone who's listening. I'm Nikolai Joke, and this is Excellent Health with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.